Peace of Christ be with you. Happy Hope, happy Monday, Hope College. We step into another week. And what a great message to start the week with. Put your trust in God and give thanks to Him. Put your trust in God. It's not only a good way to begin a week, it's a good way to begin your life. And it's my great privilege this morning to introduce you to somebody who's tried to put that into his life, in his private and his public witness. We are so blessed this year to have the Reverend Dr. Gabriel Salguero as the World Christian Lecturer speaker this year at Hope College. The World Christian Lecture Series is established to identify and recognize an individual of excellence in their respective field, whether that's in art or engineering or economics or in theology and ministry. This year, we have the great privilege of having the president of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. Gabriel is a powerful voice on issues that affect multi-ethnic communities in the United States, focusing on poverty, immigration, and education. His leadership of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition offers an important voice for growing diversity and changing demographics in our country. If you were here last night at the gathering, you were blessed with a world-class sermon, as well as earlier in the day at Third Reformed Church. There's so many things I could say about him. His witness to presidents and senators and congressmen, his writing for the New York Times, Times Magazine, CNN. But what I really want to communicate to you is that I love this man because he loves Jesus and he loves people. He is a true pastor. He's been a pastor for the last decade in downtown Manhattan and New York City. Most recently, God's called him and uprooted his family to Orlando. But he is a powerful voice around the country to issues that we need to think about as Christians. Issues like we're going to talk about tonight at the World Christian Lecture on immigration. 7:30 tonight at the Jack Miller Performing Arts Center, Gabriel will be giving a lecture on Daniel and Esther, the impact of migration on the U.S. church. And my friends, this is a time for us to begin to rise up, to think like Christians, to think with the mind of Christ about the issues facing our world. Not what the pundits and the politicians tell us how to think, but the way our King tells us to think. Gabriel is a man whose mind is devoted to thinking like Christ. Imperfect, but beloved. He's a man who loves Jesus and trying to, in his public life, in his private witness, in his following of Jesus, trying to think about what does it mean to be a beloved disciple, to develop a beloved community. And my friends, that's what we're about here at Hope College. So would you please welcome Reverend Dr. Gabriel Salguero to the chapel.
I want to remind everybody that I'm a Pentecostal preacher. Thank you for your enthusiasm. What that means is that I'm supposed to preach 8 minutes. For Pentecostals, we're just getting through the names of God. Lily of the Valleys, Rose of Sharon, Bright and Morning Star. So I'm going to do my best. And the other thing I want to remind you is that I preach antiphonally. That means call and response. So I'm an extrovert with the needle hitting the E all the way over and over and over. Anybody extrovert here? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have to ask you to raise your hand. You would have did it anyway. Yeah, get the tape. I'm here to tell you that I believe in miracles. Say with me, I believe in miracles. I used to, my church was multi-ethnic, and a large part of the church that I served was African-American. And anytime they wanted you to get a point, so I'm going to teach you something about the African-American church preaching experience that I want you to experience here at Hope, okay? The phrase is, touch your neighbor. Say with me, touch your neighbor. Okay, this might be a little challenge, but this is just an exercise in African-American preaching. When I say touch your neighbor, you're just going to just gently shove them in the shoulder. Just gently. This is not the time to express your grievances. All right, I didn't say touch your neighbor. You already blew it. You already. Right. Because preaching is not just hearing. It's also kinetic. It's also tangible. You have to feel the word. It's head and heart. Touch your neighbor. All right. So, So I have 5.5 minutes, so I have to go quickly. I'm Puerto Rican. 5.5 minutes is not a long time. I'm here because I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. And I believe people can change. I believe people can change. I believe people can change because that is at the heart of the gospel message, that people can change, that God can change people. In Christian language, that's called conversion or metanoia, to change one's mind, to repent, to make a 180-degree turn, not a 360-degree turn, because if you turn 360 degrees, you're back in the same place. But a 180-degree turn means you're facing in a different direction you weren't facing before. I believe in miracles, and I believe people can change. I believe God can change them. Just this morning, two miracles happened. Touch your neighbor. There's one. All right. Who wants to know what miracles happened this morning as I was standing right there? Who would like to know? Okay, this is not a rhetorical question. Okay, two people were changed this morning. Two of them. A Welsh and a Norwegian. Okay, Pastor Trigg is Norwegian, isn't that right? I'm glad you guys know him so well. See, you're close, okay? Been here a day and I knew that. Pastor Trigg is Norwegian, and Dr. Husbands is Welsh, raised in Canada, okay? And something amazing happened. As they were standing next to me this morning, a miracle happened. Who wants to know what happened? Yeah. I made them honorary Puerto Ricans. I just... En nombre de Padres, Fijos, Espíritus Santos, Puerto Ricanas. The miracle was not that I did it, but that they accepted it. That I said, I'd like to make you an honorary Puerto Rican, and they both said, I'd love that. Because they know that God is Puerto Rican. Yes, they do. Because what other God would name their son Jesus and turn him over to Maria and Jose? You could clap. I'm Puerto Rican. I take that stuff. I'm here because I believe in miracles. And I want to talk to you about John chapter 2. John chapter 2 is the first miracle, at least recorded miracle, in Jesus' ministry. John chapter 2, Jesus goes to a place called Cana of Galilee. In Cana of Galilee, there's a wedding. It's appropriate that the first miracle is a wedding, because many relationships all over the world are jacked up, theological term, for total depravity. They're so messed up. So I think that with intention, John the theologian records that Jesus' first miracle is in a wedding feast. I don't have time to read the whole text, but I will read some of it for you. It's in John the second chapter, verses 7 and onward. Jesus said to his servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Those waters were actually the waters that were used for cleansing rituals in Hebrew tradition. So these were already kind of sacred vessels. They were already kind of special. They were the cleansing. They were the baptismal jars, if you will. He told them, now draw some out and take it. ¿Y qué vas a hacer con eso? What are you going to do with that? Take it to the master of the banquet. And they did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn it did. Here's what I want to tell you, a little secret about that miracle. Treat the servants well, because they know where the water came from. Anybody ever mistreat a waiter or a waitress and send stuff back 3 or 4 times? Not that you send it back, but with the tone and the tenor. And you wonder, I wonder if there's special sauce in this third plate. Because to receive miracles, you have to treat the servants well, because they know where the water comes from. When I pray for my food, I always say, Lord, I thank you for this food, because everything that I've received comes from your hands. But I thank you for every hand that touched it, from the fields to the table. Because the servants know where the water comes from, and they are often closest to the miracle maker. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the best wine or the most choice wine first, and then the cheap stuff after everybody's drunk. They've had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee This was the first of the miracles through which he revealed his glory. Through this miracle, he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. I'm here this morning because I believe in miracles. Touch your neighbor and say, I believe in miracles. I believe that people can change, and I believe that God can change them. And so contrary to Lady Gaga's statement, born this way is not the last statement. Because we Christians confess being born again. So if you're born a certain way, you know, I grew up in New York, and if you ever get into a tussle on train number 2, the express from 96 to Midtown, I ran into a lady, and I ran into her. You ever been on a train, the local? It's just like personal space doesn't exist. And I apologized. And she said, you don't know me. I was like, that's right. That's why I apologize. She's like, yeah, because I'm tough. And I was born this way. I said, hold up a second. I said, because you were born this way doesn't mean you can't change. God is in the business of alchemy, of making certain metals precious metals, of making water into wine. And there are things that make you think the way you do. They're called social constructs and socialization and nature and nurture. And there are things that make the world certain ways, unjust, unequal, and sometimes beautiful, because all of the world is not tragedy. There is triumph in the world. There's beauty in the world. But when we see the tragedies, the brokenness, and when we see things, sometimes we are resigned to say, this wedding feast is a dud. I'm going to another party. Sometimes we say, I was born this way and I can't change. If you have the confession that society can't change, that systems can't change, that you and I can't change, that Norwegians can't become Puerto Ricans and Puerto Ricans can't become Norwegians, you have not understood the gospel. Because the gospel is about regeneration. It's about changing systems. And so the other day I was reading from a deceased Harvard professor, Huntington, Samuel P. Huntington. He wrote the book, Clash of Civilizations. He wrote a lesser known book, which for me is deeply xenophobic and racist, called Who Are We? And the Threat of Hispanics in America. And part of that thesis is that America can't change, or it shouldn't change. Everything that is alive changes. See you in 10 years. I'll look at your hair. When I got married, oh Lord, I was 155 pounds, and now I'm 200 pounds. Touch your neighbor and say, things can change. But for you to change society is for you first to be changed by the words of Jesus. Mary said to the, everything he says, do it. Listen to him. And society will put pressure on you, and culture will put pressure on you, and false religion will put pressure on you, and racist ideologies will put pressure on you, and classist ideologies will put pressure on you. But Jesus comes to your party and he says, if you bring me the water, I'll make it wine. I'm here because I believe in miracles. Every time I march, every time I preach, every time I sing, every time I dance, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. Mary, Mary. Every time I do that is because I'm confessing that the kingdom is breaking in and that God is making water into wine. I want to finish with this. My favorite Norwegian Puerto Rican, Trygve. He introduced me and he gave some of my bio. Let me tell you the true story. The true story. He gave you the wine. Let me give you the water. My father was a homeless man, junkie, heroin addict, lived under bridges. He lived under bridges, eighth grade education, functionally illiterate, till a woman filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, grace and mercy, came into his jail cell and taught him how to read every day through the King James Version of the Bible in English and the Reina Valera 1960 version in Spanish. My father had his life turned around by the power of the gospel, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the empowerment, transforming power of the Holy Spirit. He went to Teen Challenge. He graduated. My father became a pastor. He grazed. Yeah, you can clap. That's okay. Thank you. I make you an honorary Puerto Rican. And so I'm here, not just because I believe that the miracles of Jesus were a thing of lore and yesteryear. I'm here because the miracles of Jesus are still functioning today. Because God is still turning water into wine and Welsh men into Puerto Ricans and Dutch people into Mexican immigrants. I wonder that if all of you were at this feast today, and he said, will you become wine in a way that changes the world? Would you do it? Touch your neighbor. Tell him, you're wine, baby, you're wine.